This week on Texans Huddle.
Obviously, I know the game's approaching. I'm very excited to get out there and go finally play a football game.
I'm just trying to get adjusted, you know, to how my guys block. And, you know, I feel like once we get in the rhythm, you know, everything will start clicking.
I talked to Coach O'Brien at Baylor's pro day, and I said, you know, you ought to be put in jail for stealing. He said, what? And I said, for Tim Miller and Osweiler.
You're a 49ers fan.
I appreciated the Niners, but now I'm a full-blown Texans fan.
How you feel? 29, 10, 9, 36 mil, yeah.
Texans Huddle is now. Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Houston Texans, and Drew Doherty here. Texans training camp, and at long last, you get to hit somebody else. You get to play against somebody else. The Texans on the road in Santa Clara facing the 49ers over the course of this weekend.
Yeah, we don't get to hit other people, and we haven't hit anybody in the first place, but they do, and that's big because the grind of camp wears on after a while. After nine really intense practices outside, the Texans had a day off, and then a little walkthrough before they hit the charter for San Francisco. They're looking forward to the opportunity that the 49ers present.
You get a lot out of it. You know, you get to see a new team. You know, you've been going against each other now since April, May, June. And then in camp for 9 or 10 practices, really about 12 or 13 if you include early training camp. Now you get a new team, new schemes, different tempo, different vibe. You're able to see their roster. They're able to see your roster because there's 90 guys out there and not everybody can make the team. So that has a lot to do with it. Evaluating both rosters, and it's just a good chance to get with another team and try to get better.
It's very exciting. We've been coming out here working against our defense and getting better each and every day. Now it's time to put it together and go against an opponent in San Francisco and see where we're at as offense.
But are you looking forward to, you know, the trip west to San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Great opportunity to go to play another team, to go compete and just play football.
I'd say it's fun to go against other people instead of beating up on each other all the time. So it's like pretty much seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, season's right around the corner after that.
How heated do those practices get?
Well, if you saw Hard Knocks last year, it gets pretty heated. So, but they're not going to have this fight this time around.
It's exciting. I mean, I haven't played in a year, you know. So I'm definitely excited. I know the guys are pumped to get out there and go compete, get to go against a bunch of other people, you know.
Oh, I can't wait. You know, it's hard because you don't want to look too far ahead. You know, we have another practice tomorrow, and then we go into an off day. And then another practice before we fly out to San Francisco. But obviously, I know the game's approaching. I'm very excited to get out there and go finally play a football game and really see where we're at.
You know, we have a pretty good idea of what we'll do there. Obviously, Brock will get a decent amount of snaps in the first half. You know, whether it's by quarter or by the amount of snaps or maybe the series, you have to kind of see how the game's going, trying to get him into a rhythm, which would be good. And then if you feel good about the amount of time he's played, then you take him out and then you go from there. So with Tom and Brandon. So we haven't exactly mapped that out, but we have a pretty good idea of how we want to approach that.
It's always good to go home, Mark.
Yes.
And Steven Anderson is a tight end who's going home in a sense.
He is. He played at Cal. He was Jared Goff's second leading receiver, and Goff went very high in the draft, as we all know. So for him, a homecoming as well as his first NFL action in this preseason opener.
There's a lot of things. I grew up right around the corner from the Niners Stadium, so coming full circle to, you know, see my family there, and have my first NFL game. So I need to make sure I know my assignments and everything by then.
So you grew up a 49ers fan? So you can admit it now.
I appreciated the Niners, but now I'm a full-blown Texans fan, so it's gonna be cool playing against them.
Keep your eyes on Steven Anderson. Oh, I know you're keeping your eyes on him, but Steven Anderson has caught just about everything thrown his way this camp, and he's been open, time and time again.
Yeah, he's really good, Drew. I mean, he's not as big as the other tight ends, but he looks like a good pass catcher to be in the NFL. Now, he and Osweiler and all the rest of the receiving corps and Osweiler, developing chemistry, so important to get on the same page and develop that cohesion in short order, because before you know it, they'll open up against the Chicago Bears. So it's very important to all work together well.
I think every offensive player here would say that this is not an easy offensive system to learn. There's a lot that Coach Godsey sends our way. There's a lot that he challenges us with. And to see those young players really retain all of that information on a day-to-day basis and come out here and practice at a high level is something that's very exciting.
It's coming along good. You know what I mean? I think this started way back when they took us to Arizona. You know what I mean? It's the chemistry, the leadership that Brock brings to the table, his communication that he brings in the meeting room and on the playing field, how he commands the offense. It's just a different feel with him. He's a real, true leader, and it's pretty cool to have.
I see him talking to the receivers after plays on the field. Like, sort of things are you guys talking about?
All the time. It's whatever happened in the play. He'll talk to you like, hey, what did you see here? He'll tell you what he saw, where he wants you, where do we think we should be. So just communication all the time. And then that's good. That's good. I mean, it's more on the same page, and at the game time, that's where chemistry happens.
A lot of players to watch on offense during this training camp, during this preseason, and eventually during the regular season. One in particular, Lamar Miller.
Yeah, he's coming up. New addition as a free agent. He'll start at running back. Good pass catcher as well. The running game is obviously going to be key for this team. We'll find out what Lamar has to say next.